Gretchen, some New Hampshire lawmakers want to secede from the union if the federal government does not stop violating the Constitution and infringing on American civil rights. They say Congress and President Obama are on the verge of requiring involuntary servitude, limiting our freedom of speech, and taking our right to bear arms. That's guns.
There's a lot involved in this. New Hampshire State Representative Dan Itza joins us right now from Newton, Massachusetts. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. First, I want to say thank you to the people of New Hampshire who are supporting this so overwhelmingly. Republicans, Democrats, the Free Staters who have moved to New Hampshire to enjoy our culture of liberty, and their friends in New Hampshire who are so grateful for the new blood.
Sure.
Now, but this
Representative, what you're saying is, and there are 25 states now signed on to this, you're saying that the federal government is going too far. They're in now the state government department.
Absolutely. But this is not about secession. This is about drawing the line in the sand and saying we've tolerated your usurpations for so long,
right,
but we're not going to tolerate you violating the Constitution anymore. We're going to hold you accountable. It's about shifting the burden of responsibility.
But you're also, when you say voluntary servitude, you're talking about young people being being made to serve community service?
Exactly. I mean, if you are required to do something against your will, a job against your will with a pay scale not set by you or not agreed to by you, that's involuntary servitude.
Right. Now, Representative, what you're basing this on is the House Concurrent Resolution 6, which has been a bedrock of American law for a very long time. Give us some, for instances, of how the federal government is overstepping its bounds into the state's area.
Well, they've been doing it for years. No Child Left Behind. Now, these are voluntary things that we agree to. They dangle a dollar in front of us, and we chase it like the donkey with a carrot on a stick. But ultimately, they are infringing upon our domestic policies of the states, manipulating our domestic policies, and we need to stand up and say, that's not your job, that's our job.
Yeah, but do you think Washington's going to listen? Because Washington wants what Washington wants.
Well, we'll find out. If right now 25 states are handling resolutions like this at one point or another in their process, and if enough states stand up and say no, yeah, I think they'll listen. They don't really have a choice. This is about enforcing the Constitution, which states to the federal government,
right,
you're not the boss of us, we're the boss of you.
All right, Dan Itza, Representative Dan Itza, thanks so much for joining us. We'll see if other states continue to jump on the bandwagon. This started up with just six, now there's 25. We'll see who else gets in line behind you.
All right.
Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Yeah.